News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The stock market roller coaster is about to go straight down again in a sell-off made in China as the market there keeps plunging. But Republican presidential candidate and former HP CEO Carly Fiorina says it's an overdue drop on Wall Street.
Our economy is not particularly strong. 2% growth is very lackluster. China's economy has been slowing down for some time. Europe's economy is in trouble.
A half hour before the opening bell, Dow futures are down nearly 700 points.
This would tack on to the toughest week that we have seen in 4 years here on Wall Street, with the Dow dropping over 5% last week and the Nasdaq almost 7%.
Fox Business Network's Nicole Petalides at the New York Stock Exchange.
There's a lot to navigate through. They're taking it a very cautious tone. There are some people who would say this is a complete overreaction.
Stock markets around the world also plunging after the index in Shanghai dropped more than 8% overnight. People are praying for a wounded state trooper in Louisiana the morning after he was shot in the head. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
43-year-old trooper Stephen Vincent came under fire by a suspected drunk driver Sunday, who's seen on dash cam pulling a sawed-off shotgun near Lake Charles in southwestern Louisiana. Good Samaritans stopped and tackled 54-year-old Kevin Daigle, the veteran trooper. He's in critical condition.
He's fighting for his life. I mean, you've got to, neurologically, his brain's just not telling his rest of his body what to do.
Colonel Michael Edmondson, the trooper's got a wife and young son. The suspect has a long criminal record, Dave, including multiple DUIs.
Jeff Francis, president, is giving his country's highest honor to three Americans and a British man who thwarted a suspected terrorist attack on a train last Friday.
You intervened. You threw yourself on the attacker who was trying to use his weapon.
The four men, in all, tackled the suspected Islamic militant from Morocco who had a lot of guns and ammo. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers, on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZA Real Estate. com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to zarealestate.com.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott-Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A three-vehicle crash in North Bryan last night left two hospitalized in critical condition. Bryan police report at Highway 21 and Sims, a westbound motorcycle was hit by a northbound car that failed to yield the right-of-way. The motorcycle then hit a pickup. The motorcyclist was transported with injuries from the collision, along with a passenger from the pickup who suffered a medical emergency. The driver and two passengers in the car received minor injuries. The crash closed Highway 21 in both directions between Texas and Martin Luther King. A Bryan man was struck and killed Saturday night while walking on Texas north of Highway 21. Bryan police identified the pedestrian as 26-year-old Oscar Lee Trevino. Investigators say Trevino was struck by a vehicle while walking in the street between Stevens Drive and Lightfoot Lane. The driver left the scene but was found after a witness gave police a vehicle description. The vehicle was found on Emerald Drive in Bryan, and the driver, 26-year-old Ronald Rocha of Bryan, was arrested for failing to stop and render aid. An investigation by College Station police continues after a body was found Friday by hotel staff at the College Station Hilton. CSPD Lieutenant Chuck Flieger said the man was not an employee and at the time of his death was not a guest. Police responded around 4 Friday. They said an investigation revealed that the man was engaged in an act of self-harm on the ninth floor stairwell landing and subsequently fell to his death. The identity of the man has not been released until next of kin can be notified. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the board at the YMCA of Greater Houston is working on a 6 to 7 year project that will eventually result in comprehensive YMCA facilities in both cities. Mooney says existing buildings could be used for Y locations, even if only on a temporary basis, to get programs started.
Which would give the YMCA an opportunity to establish a presence, establish funding, financing, etc.
Mooney says the possibility of working with Blinn College in order to provide students with a recreation center has also been discussed.
Imagine if Blinn were able to have that up here in Bryan. That would diffuse the issue of having 13,000 students, 14,000 now, up here, where you've got the Cruzy Center down for a much smaller student population in Brenham.
Mooney says through their own studies, the Y has determined Bryan and College Station have different populations and different needs, which will be taken into consideration. In Bryan ISD's update on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Superintendent Tommy Wallace spoke about the new truancy law. He says it decriminalizes truancy, making it more of a civil violation.
More like a ticket. And so what they don't want is to have these individuals, these kids, who have this criminal record.
Wallace says he does not like the new law in terms of how much freedom they have in where to file truancy court.
It would be fantastic to have one person in the Brazos County that handled the truancy cases, because what you have is you have different, College Station may go into one court, we may go into one court. It'd be fantastic to have one judge that heard the cases across the board.
750 truancy cases were filed in Bryan ISD last year. MSC Opus announces the Swan Brothers are coming to Rudder Theater this fall. The 2014 CMA Vocal Duo of the Year is performing on Friday, October 9th at 7:30. Texas A&M and Blinn team students will have first access to tickets starting this morning at 10 at the MSC box office. Public sales will be September 21st. More information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news coming up at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
The Cherry Rufino team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale at Genesis OBGYN, now at the Physician Center. Genesis OBGYN, a place for new beginnings.
Good morning. It's 8:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Hot weather continues across the region. There'll be some sun today. There could be a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be right around 100. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm during the evening, partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Developing sun tomorrow with the threat of a late-day storm, 95 to 100. Any storms end tomorrow night, lows 70 to 75. Sunshine returns Wednesday. There's the chance of a thunderstorm, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, look, late-day storm, early-day storm, anytime storm, it's okay. We don't mind. We're just that kind of people.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Oh, so, oodles of people would like to be president of U.S. America, but few have enough to get their, enough pull to get their name registered on the Federal Election Commission.
Okay.
One of them calls himself D's Nuts.
Yep.
15-year-old kid from Iowa. His real name is Brady Olson. Officially in the race and doing okay.
Didn't he already give up and throw his support behind Sanders?
Oh, I don't know. Well, here's the deal. TMZ says that, in fact, he's got 9% of the vote. What's pretty interesting is Frontier Airlines smart enough to cash in and offered passengers a 50% off of their next flight if they use his name as a promo code. That's pretty sharp.
That's really good. I got it here in the Boston Globe. He could run, but I guess he couldn't win.
Right. He's not old enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's 15.
By two decades, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. But it threw his support behind Sanders.
Oh, all right. There you go.
But he's 15 years old. That's what you need to
right.
know.
Right, exactly. So, excuse me, people have voted for somebody for reasons stupider than that. All right, so welcome back to school. To stay on your teacher's good side, watch out what you say. Here are things teachers don't want to hear. My child is acting up because he's bored and he's bright. Bright kids act up too, okay? So just there, okay? I know it's open house, but let me tell you about my child's fill in the blank. Okay. See, that's a helicopter in the background, in case you can't tell. Okay. Jane is picking on my daughter. I want her punished. Parents only hear one side of it. See, I thought that was funny. Okay. Anyway. With a helicopter?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was good. Okay.
Anyway. Parents only hear one.
That was very fun.
Whatever. Ask if the teacher is aware of a problem and what might be done to solve it. Okay. You give too much homework. Don't say that to the teacher. Billy's homework is not always done because. Fill in the blank.
I don't care.
That's right. All right. Now here, our old teacher didn't make us do that.
I don't care.
Do you want to get popped in the nose? I talked to the principal and the superintendent about this. Okay. Why did you give my child this grade? I'd like to hear your side of the story.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
We're going on vacation for a week. Can you put together a packet of my daughter's work so she doesn't fall behind?
I don't care.
I'd never gotten this deal where, oh, well, we're going to take him out of school for about 4 days. Hope that's all right. No, it's not. It's school. You need to be in class. But that's fine. Oh, let's see what else we have going on. All right, I'm going to do this. I read this story this morning and...
There sounds like a little trepidation there.
Well, okay. Here's the story. It's research from the University of Alabama, okay? The headline says, the United States accounts for about one-third of all mass shootings worldwide.
One-third of?
Yeah, despite making up only 5% of the world's population. The study at Alabama found empirical evidence of a link between gun ownership levels and the number of public mass shootings. See why I didn't want to go into this? The new research presented to the American Sociological Association. Ooh, I'd love to go to that convention.
No.
Analyzed data from hundreds of countries between 1966 and 2012. Okay. First of all, let's start right there. How many studies go back 50 years? How many studies go back 50 years? Because I want you to think about the societal and the cultural changes that have taken place.
Sure.
Now look, there are countries who 50 years ago didn't know how to make a bullet. So of course they would have itty-bitty numbers way back then. Yeah. Part of it has to do with the Industrial Revolution and the development of the country and the ability of people to have certain things, for instance, like handguns. What percentage of the world's people could afford handguns 50 years ago as opposed to today?
They were just trying to get fire.
Yeah, I'm thinking that probably makes America way, way, way out in front just in that area right there. But I know. So anyhow. U.S. News and World Report says the research wrote the United States, Yemen, Switzerland,
what?
Finland and Serbia are ranked as the top five countries in firearms owned per capita. Did you hear what number three was? Switzerland.
Right. No, it's a requirement.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
U.S. America, Yemen, Switzerland, Finland, and Serbia.
They're expected to defend their country should they be invaded. That's right. Every man.
They do it. Yep. For the study, then they talk about a public mass shooting, what that means. All right, here's the deal, though. Mass shooters tended to have more victims in the United States, okay, as opposed to Yemen. I could see that. But the researchers say that because U.S. law enforcement is so accustomed to the frequency of mass shootings, they have more practice at bringing the mass shooting incident under control. Okay, we train for it. That's true. We train for it. Also, you know, once again, if you give people guns, they can stop that a lot faster. But
Well, my thought is, let's equate then to mass bombings.
Okay.
Because, I mean, more people die doing that.
You're right.
And we don't have many of those
here.
No,
we don't. No, we don't. That's exactly right. Wouldn't it be wonderful to know who it was who actually paid for the survey?
You know, there are people in Alabama going, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't you guess it with my Second Amendment right?
Exactly. Don't be doing that. What do you mean? What do you mean in Tuscaloosa? I bet Nick Saban didn't have nothing to do with that.
Probably not.
Probably not. A hiker in Australia claims to have photographed a ghost out on the trail.
Ooh.
Yeah. A guy calling himself Brock David, and he misspelled Brock, B-R-O-K-C.
Maybe he's from Oklahoma City.
It could be. Says he was hiking in a national park in rural Queensland when he started to feel like someone was watching him. Claims that he was in an area of a park infamous for suicides. When he looked over, spotted a bald man with a short beard and a red sweater standing near a stack of fallen tree branches. Snapped a photo of the shadowy figure. Says he has been experiencing a feeling of dread ever since. Posted the image on the Tuamamba Ghost Chasers Facebook page. Well, of course, that's where you'd put it.
Well, where else?
One member commented that it felt a sharp pain in the side of his head when he viewed the picture, which makes him think the man was struck in the head when he died. Okay. There you go. Oxygen thieves. Hello.
I think it's pronounced Brockock.
Okay. However,
Brockock.
Is that it? Okay. Brockock. Okay. All right, it's 8:20.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau. Today we're talking scammers.
We are talking scammers, Kevin. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. Good to see you.
Good to see you. We need to let the businesses in our community know that scammers are targeting businesses with fake fees. If you own or work at a small business, be on the lookout for a scam that attempts to fool businesses into paying fees to stay in compliance with government regulations that don't exist. Here's how it works. You receive an official-looking letter in the mail. It's labeled something like Notice of Potential Compliance Violation, or Certificate of Good Standing Request Form, or Annual Letter Solicitation Form. So the mailing informs you that in order to keep in compliance with the regulation, guess what you need to send them?
Money.
Well, the form and $125. And, that, you know, it's a small amount, but if you get a whole bunch of people doing that, it can mount up.
Sure can.
Anyway, don't do it. There is no corporate records filing form or good standing certificate. Scammers are hoping that business owners eager to adhere to regulations will automatically pay any government-looking fee that comes along.
Now, have we had anything like that happen here?
Haven't had it reported in our area. This is a nationwide thing. It could hit our smaller businesses. Those are the people that are supposed to be the victims, the willing victims.
Okay.
So anyway, search online to spot these fake government mailings. Don't ever call or correspond with the people who sent you the letter. Go on the internet and look up the government or call a government agency and verify it for yourself.
I know a lot of times on stuff like that, it's just as easy as going to Snopes.
Exactly. And you can always call BBB. Call me up at 979-260-2222. I'll Bill, keep you out of trouble.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
You bet.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Kevin.
And that's the community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. Hey, what's going on down there anyway?
Excuse me?
I'm the traffic chopper guy, and I noticed a lot of people headed your way. What's the deal?
There's a huge deal, actually.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, you can get 0% APR financing on a bunch of Toyotas. The bold Camry, the versatile RAV4, oh, the fuel-sipping Prius.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Oh, it is. Our clearance event only happens once a year.
You know, I don't see a helipad on your roof.
Oh, that's because we don't have one.
Ah, that's okay. I'll find a spot. See you soon.
Woohoo!
Toyota's annual clearance event is on now, but this event ends September 8th. Now, during Toyota's annual clearance event, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus $1,500 special edition cash on a 2015 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition for a total savings over $6,100. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states and N9850. Toyota, let's go places.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Is restless leg syndrome bugging you? You know, restless leg is that condition in which your legs feel extremely uncomfortable while you're sitting or lying down. It makes you feel like you need to get up and move around. Sometimes, cramping legs. Now, restless leg syndrome can begin at any age, really, and generally worsens as you get a little older. Now, women are more likely than men to develop RLS. Now, thousands of people use Activate to relieve their restless leg. It's medically proven and has no side effects. None whatsoever. And remember, it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back. Now, you can find out more about this at activateproducts.com, or you can call them. It's free, 800-465-4411. activateproducts.com or 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. activateproducts.com or 800-465-4411. I know you've heard of the sweatshops of the past, and although most of them have been eliminated in our country today, we still hear of them existing around the world in different places. Some third world countries still take advantage of the horrible economic conditions to make workers perform in very poor conditions. I hope someday that we get rid of them and that workers and people everywhere are treated decently and with respect.
But I do want to tell you about one that existed in this country. Oh, it had all the trappings of the typical sweatshop. No air conditioning, inadequate heat, no ventilation. But that was just the beginning. The bosses and leaders were tyrants. If you were late for work and missed roll call, you were fined the entire day's wages. If the workers didn't get the work done that was assigned to them for the day, they were literally locked in and not allowed to leave until it was done. And that wasn't just for special occasions and high workloads. That was every day. Now, if you missed a day of work, you had to stand up in front of the entire group of coworkers and explain why you were absent. And let me tell you, the excuse better be good, or there were some severe penalties. No, you seldom missed a day, and you were never late for work. Not at this place. One fella who had worked from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. without a break for lunch or supper fell asleep at his workstation, and he was fined the entire day's wages for sleeping on the job. Now, if the day's assignments weren't done, you got 30 minutes for supper and a quick smoke break, and then it was back to work for as long as it took to get it done. Several people who survived the ordeal of this job said they saw the sunrise, and often they saw the sunset through the windows of the building. As I said earlier, most of the sweatshops have now been closed. Workers' rights are as important as the product they produce or the service they render. And maybe it was conditions like these that eventually got those workers' rights brought to the forefront and conditions changed for the better. But it's a little-known fact that those conditions did exist and are part of the record, the public record. Because the place I have just described to you really existed, right here in America in 1848, in Washington, D.C. You see, it was the United States Congress. Things have sure changed, haven't they?
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Stocks tumbled across Asia and are sharply lower in Europe as fears that China's economy is slowing dramatically have sparked heavy selling around the globe. But ABC News business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis says there's no reason to panic.
For the vast majority of Americans, and I know how tough this is to do, the answer is to wait it out. Historically, those who wait it out always win. Those who bail tend to lose.
The Dow Industrial skidded 1,017 points last week, the biggest sell-off since 2011. Apple will fix a batch of iPhone 6 Plus smartphones that are taking blurry photos. The issue applies mostly to phones sold between September 2014 and January of 2015. Apple says it will replace the cameras for free. Straight Outta Compton easily maintained its box office lead with $26.8 million in ticket sales over the weekend. Of the weekend's new releases, the low-budget horror sequel Sinister 2 fared best, opening with $10.6 million. That's Your Money Now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year power guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com.
Offer ends October 30th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Kim Commando here. The question I get asked a lot is, what's the next big thing? Well, here's a clue. Apple desperately needs to do something to keep its iPad interesting. Global tablet sales have been in a slump for over a year. Not just iPads, but all tablets from all brands. It's those large-screen Apple 6 and large-screen Samsung phones that have deeply hurt tablet sales. Samsung has already reacted. Look for a soon-to-be-released 18.5-inch touchscreen tablet. Panasonic's also trying with a large 20-inch tablet with a 4K screen. And Microsoft Surface Pro at 12 inches is making waves, too. All of this has the industry insiders predicting that Apple will make its move to reignite iPad fever with a 12.9-inch touchscreen and a super-fast processor. They'll probably call it the iPad Pro or something like it. I'm not looking for this announcement at Apple's September 9th conference. Apple usually defers iPad announcements until mid-October, which is just in time for holiday sales. Get breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Are you at risk of identity theft? Yes. A new identity theft happens every 2 seconds. Does giving out your social security number increase risk? Yes. Putting personal information out there increases risk. And unfortunately, so do things like shopping and data breaches. That's why I trust LifeLock. LifeLock goes beyond free services that simply monitor credit, from detecting threats to helping resolve issues if your identity is ever compromised. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock has proprietary technology to detect threats and a dedicated resolution staff to help restore your good name. You only have one identity. Protect it with the best. LifeLock. Protection starts at just $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code KIM, that's K-I-M, for my special 10% discount. Call 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841, or visit LifeLock.com. Use promo code KIM.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The YMCA of Greater Houston has identified Bryan College Station as their next target for a satellite center. Friday on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney gave an update on the plans.
As of last Thursday, has identified and through their studies has determined that College Station and Bryan have some different populations and some different needs, and is in the process of developing a 6 to 7 year project that will eventually result in comprehensive YMCA facilities in both cities.
Mooney says there's been discussion about working with Texas A&M organizations such as Study Abroad and with Blinn College to provide a student recreation center for the Bryan campus. 750 truancy cases were filed in Bryan ISD last year. Superintendent Tommy Wallace addressed the topic on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
The bottom line is, in Bryan, we need our students in school, whether it's Bryan College Station, Navasota, Hearn, we need the kids in school. When you look at attendance rate and then you compare that to academic success, you're going to see a correlation. And the more kids are in school, the better.
Wallace says the new law aims to keep students' records clean and decriminalizes truancy, making it more of a civil violation or ticket. An investigation by College Station police continues after a body was found Friday by hotel staff at the College Station Hilton. CSPD Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the man was not an employee and at the time of his death was not a guest. Police responded around 4 p.m. Friday. They said an investigation revealed that the man was engaged in an act of self-harm on the ninth floor stairwell landing and subsequently fell to his death. The identity of the man is being withheld until next of kin can be notified. Police in Bryan say a driver has been arrested after fatally striking a 26-year-old pedestrian. Police say Oscar Lee Trevino of Bryan was walking in the roadway when he was struck by a vehicle on Saturday night. The driver fled. Police said Sunday that a witness had been located who gave a description of the driver's vehicle. The vehicle was located in Bryan, and the suspect, 26-year-old Ronald Rocha from Bryan, came forward and was arrested for failing to stop and render aid. A three-vehicle crash in North Bryan Sunday night left two hospitalized in critical condition. Bryan police reported Highway 21 in Sims, a westbound motorcycle was hit by a northbound car that failed to yield the right-of-way. The motorcycle then hit a pickup. The motorcyclist was transported with injuries from the collision, along with a passenger from the pickup who suffered a medical emergency. The driver and two passengers in the car received minor injuries. The crash closed Highway 21 in both directions between Texas and Martin Luther King. Texans have until August 27th to register with FEMA for financial assistance if they were affected by the early summer storms and flooding. Spokesman John Mills says in most cases, those who are eligible can receive money direct deposited into their bank accounts.
The money can be for home repairs, rental assistance to live somewhere temporarily while repairs were made, and other needs such as personal property not covered by insurance.
Mills says FEMA has approved more than $49 million statewide for individual homeowners and renters. You can register online at disasterassistance.gov or call 1-800-621-3362. The test of a research project late last week gained the desired result. That is to say, nothing much happened.
New guardrails are on the way based on a Texas A&M product of special barriers to better protect drivers. The new specially made reinforced concrete barrier, weighing just over 400 pounds per foot, is designed to keep vehicles from driving through it or over it. The new Friday test featured a crash of a loaded tractor trailer aiming at the barrier and traveling 50 miles per hour. Other than a lot of dust, nothing much happened. Look for the new guardrail product on some Texas and national highways soon. Jim Reed, TSN News.
Aggie Director of Athletics Eric Hyman announced Friday that Dr. Jeff Guin was named the Associate Athletics Director for Academics at Texas A&M University. Guin comes to Aggieland from the University of Alabama at Birmingham, where he served as Associate Athletics Director for Student Support Services the past 2 years. Prior to his service in Birmingham, Guin was a member of the academic support staff at the University of Illinois for 5 years and worked with the Illini football team for 2 years. The Swan Brothers are joining this fall's MSC Opa's lineup. The finalists of Season 4's The Voice will be in concert on Friday, October 9th. Texas A&M and Blend Team students will have first access to the tickets at 10 this morning as part of Gig'em Week. Public sales for the non-students start September 21st. More information on the duo and tickets is on our website at WTAW.com. News time is 8:36. It's 80 degrees. We'll have more news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Let's do some weather. It's 8:38. Weather's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of sunshine in today's forecast. There could be an isolated shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs will approach 100 degrees. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm through the evening, 75 to 80. Becoming partly to mostly sunny tomorrow. Maybe a late day storm, 95 to 100. Chance of a storm tomorrow evening, lows 70 to 75. Sunshine, maybe a storm on Wednesday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:38. One of the Wall Street Journal here. See how we're doing. The rout in financial markets intensified Mondays. The Dow Industrials tumbled more than 1,000 points. 1,000 points.
When's the cutoff?
And commodities ended last week's steep deadline. What do you mean, when's the cutoff?
There's an automatic shutdown.
Yeah, I don't know when that happens, but this is a Dow correction. That's what they're calling it. Is a correction as to what's going on out there.
Glenn Beck's gonna have a field day.
Yeah. Well, and again, this lady said that we had on Fox News at the top of the hour. Don't just do something. Stand there. is really what you're supposed to do. Don't just do something, stand
there. I heard a DI say that one time.
Yeah, when you are in the midst of all this turmoil that's going on, then just take a breath. Just wait. Doesn't have to be solved right now. Dow Industrial is down about 6%. Here's the deal. And gold is down. Commodities are down. See, here's the if the stock market falls, aren't you supposed to be able to go into commodities? Isn't that what William Devane keeps telling us? Going to silver and gold? Well, that's not helping anything.
Your results may vary.
That's right. Well, let's see. Let's see where our gold is right now. We type in price of gold.
Silver last week was down about 50 cents. I know that.
Well, yeah. All right. Price of gold is at 1160. That's as of the 24th. I don't need that. It's a real time.
Have you gotten your free 1 ounce bar yet?
It's 1 gram.
Gram. No, ounce would be nice.
Yeah, 1163. It's up $4. Woohoo! Okay.
I remember when it was touching 17.
I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Oh!
Just saying. But, and another thing that we touched on earlier this morning, it was just a year ago that Texas drilling was rumbling along. Things were going well. West Texas crude is now below $40. I don't know what it is right at this minute, but earlier it was at $38. And that's, you got to go back to 2009. Obviously, there are stories in the paper. Every Sunday, enjoy reading those. Well, I don't enjoy. I read those numbers and see that. And, you know, the problem is that we've lost nearly 340,000 jobs in 2009. I mean, so we are the oil patch in many, many ways.
Yep.
There's more diversity. I mean, there is more diversity. But all the budget estimates that we're getting out of the controller's office, again, based on $60 oil, and we're not at $60 oil.
By the end of the day, we'll be below half that, if I had to guess.
Yeah, well, something. We're not happy. Yeah, anyway, so we'll see what happens. The question is the state going to stay in the black? And the answer is yes, that will happen because there's diversity. But the numbers may not be putting as much money in the old rainy day fund as we thought. All right, we've talked about that foolishness. Now let's talk about really exciting news.
Really exciting foolishness?
Really a big breakthrough apparently in subatomic physics. An observatory in an icy outpost in Antarctica has found some spotted, ghostly, nearly massless particles coming from inside our galaxy at points beyond the Milky Way.
The particles are coming from inside the galaxy. Get out of the galaxy.
That's right. Who knew? NBC News says the discovery by the Ice Cube Neutrino Observatory.
Not the singer.
No. He sponsored it.
Yeah, really. Near the South Pole is a big deal for two reasons. It provides physical evidence to confirm the theory that these neutrons existed.
Yes, we are here.
If that's what a neutron sounds like, I'm not sure. Their existence may help explain the origin of cosmic rays in the universe. Remember Cosmic Ray? That dude was so cool.
The one at the Cowboys games?
Never mind. Yeah. All right, former Daily Show host Jon Stewart. Why didn't you have wrestling in the sports this morning? I mean, there was a big...
SummerSlam?
It was like, yeah, exactly.
No.
They held it at Brooklyn's Barclays Center. Sheamus, okay, beat Randy Orton, nailing Randy with two consecutive Bouge kicks?
That one I don't know.
Bruge kicks? All right. In the fatal four-way tag match, it was primetime players versus Los Matadoros versus Lucha Dragons versus The New Day, and The New Day won. I told you they would.
No, you didn't.
They're the new WWE Tag Team Champions. Steve Amell, that's the guy who plays Arrow on TV, and Neville versus Stardust and King Barrett, and Steve Amell and Neville won. John Cena, okay, that's the person I've heard of.
Cena.
Okay, all right, maybe I haven't heard of him. I've seen him on TV. He comes up and he waves his hand in front of his face.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, look
all
at
right.
you.
That's his salute, right? Anyway.
Okay. You can't see me.
John Cena, is that it?
Yes.
Okay, versus Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins won the match with help from John Stewart. Yeah, John Stewart, the guy from The Daily Show, ran into the middle of the ring with a steel chair and hit him in the gut with a chair and threw it onto the mat. That set up Rollins to deliver the pedigree to Cena and his surgically repaired nose on the chair. So Seth is now the WWE World Heavyweight
All
champion.
These names and backstories, it sounds like soap opera with spandex.
I know,
that's
you're right.
No, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, golly, I wish I could have watched that.
No, you didn't. No, I was watching MMA last night.
Oh. And?
It was just a bunch of MMA fights, Sunday night fights.
The guy won.
Yeah, they just beat the snot out of each other. Is that right?
Yes, combat sports. This takes boxing to a whole new level.
Well, who says that's good? I mean, really?
I thoroughly enjoy it.
I understand. Okay, that's fine.
Better than me.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm. That's fine. A panicked mother calling Russian firefighters after discovering that her 10-month-old son had his head stuck in a plastic training toilet.
Oh, wow. My.
The accident happened when the boy's older brother decided to play rough and jam the toddler's head into the device. Well, he didn't get it stuck. His brother jammed his head into it. That's two completely different things.
They were just wrestling.
Yeah, if it was curious, here, that's right. That's what you do with a 10-month-old. You don't hit him in the gut with a chair. You shove his head into a training toilet.
They was funning.
Once the toilet was removed, the crying baby went straight back to playing as if nothing had happened. Wow. Mom says the kid thought the rescue was all part of a game.
Tough kid.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. Or let me do this again and see if the firefighters will come back.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, all right. There you are.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Good morning, it's 8:47, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Carrie Underwood back to sing for you before Sunday night football kicks off. She'll do the opening theme again this year on NBC's coverage of the NFL. Carrie took over in 2013 from Faith Hill.
Yep.
Good on the Washington Post, doing what newspapers ought to be doing. The Washington Post has compiled a list of the remaining 420 mile marker signs in the country for you. We done a story about this the other day. Over the past few years, multiple states have begun changing their 420 mile markers to 419.9 to prevent vandalism, as 420 obviously linked to the pop culture. Idaho changed their signs. We had that story last week. There weren't that many mile markers to begin with, considering few states have major highways that hit 420 miles in one state, but you can bet Texas is one of them. There are only 11 markers left in the country. Three are in Texas. The remainder scattered from California to North Carolina. So there you are. Three of them in Texas.
Endangered species.
Yeah. Hey, all right. Speaking of people getting stuck where they shouldn't, guy in Australia had to be rescued from a washing machine. Not clear why or how. Just him.
Just knew he had to be in
there. That's right. 22-year-old got stuck in the machine. Rescuers say his entire lower body was wedged in there for over 3 hours. Whoa.
Yeesh.
The rescue operation itself took more than an hour. Firefighters had to completely disassemble the machine. He was taken to a nearby hospital. He's probably okay. The washing machine obviously did not pull through. Wow. DVD rentals, what people are renting out there. Number two is The Longest Ride. Number one is Insurgent. Number one is Insurgent in DVD sales. I can remember a time when that wasn't the case, when the sale item and the rental item were not the same, but it seems to be happening more and more. I don't know anything about Insurgent. Obviously, it must be popular on some level, but there you are. Jennifer Lawrence sits atop this year's Forbes list of the highest-paid actresses.
Not because we're acting.
I understand it's because of the Hunger Games thing, right?
No, now. It's she owns, if I'm not mistaken, a home product. She has 20% in healthy or natural, or I can't remember what it is.
Okay. Healthy Naturals.
Okay, there you go.
I don't know.
So she's in at $52 million. Scarlett Johansson in at $35 million. Melissa McCarthy at $23 million. Bing Bing Fan?
No clue.
Not a clue.
All right. Jennifer Aniston in at $16 million for number five. And, you know, it's interesting, though, because males make more, and really males get to be on screen longer. You know, their careers last longer. I was reading an article about that last week, is that for women, I mean, you probably got to make your cha-ching when you can, because, look, they got Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone lumbering around out there, and they're, what, 67, 68 years old? Still doing the action hero thing. Bruce Willis. I mean, those people have been around for a long, long time. And because,
Robert De Niro?
Yeah. And because things are so appearance-oriented, I mean, Helen Mirren is older, and, you know, she's been able to continue to do that. And who's the lady who did the rock and roll show? Meryl Streep?
Mm-hmm.
She's been in 40 movies. But those are the vast minority.
Judi Dench.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult for those people to be able to continue. I mean, I'm not complaining. Look, they make $16 million in 1 year. That ought to be enough for the rest of your life, but, you know, never mind. But it's interesting that women can't make as much money. And see, where are the politicians? Why aren't they talking about inequality there for women?
In Hollywood?
Yeah. Women need to be able to make more money longer, too.
Bing Bing Fan is a Chinese actress, and she was in X-Men and Iron Man 3.
Really?
Yes.
And apparently got a good piece of the action, even though we didn't know who she was,
yeah.
Right? Did you get help with that, or did you go look it up?
I had to look it up.
I understand. Okay.
Get 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. 13 grand! You may have noticed all the hot pink plates driving around town. That means someone just saved thousands at College Station Ford Lincoln. And you can save 13 grand on 2015 F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. And if that's not good enough, get 0% for 72 months on all new 2015 Fords. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out more at collegestationford.com. Huge truck sales this summer have earned us extra trucks from the factory along with extra incentives. 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s only at College Station Ford Lincoln. Plus, all F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Take a free ride today with 0% for 72 months at College Station Ford Lincoln, collegestationford.com.
Texans are teaming up to reduce teen pregnancy.
We're teaming up by starting the conversation.
We're teaming up to educate our community.
We're teaming up to mobilize a coalition.
When it comes to reducing teen pregnancy in our communities,
we're teaming up to make a difference.
OurTownForTeens.org is helping communities all over Texas reduce teen pregnancy by putting the resources you need at your fingertips. OurTownForTeens.org. Team up. We can do this.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Another thing you didn't have in sports today. I think we set a new world record in that beer mile thing.
No, that's you and Pat. That's not me.
All right, okay. The best of the best beer milers competed in the Beer Mile World Classic on Saturday in San Francisco. Lewis Kent was the winner, time of 5 minutes and 9 seconds.
That's just incredible drinking beer.
Yeah, he had a record that's 4 minutes and 55 seconds, so he wasn't able to do that, but nonetheless, well. Authorities in India arrested a municipal engineer who'd collected $31 million in bribes.
Wow!
Stuffed the money in pillowcases, sofas, mattresses. Police say they found no evidence that he had actually spent the money on anything lavish, you know?
He just had it in, he was just saving it.
Like a safe. A safe might have been a good thing to do. But, yeah.
Wow.
$31 million. So we'll see. What do you think? Jail escapes? You imagine a guy tunneling his way out or old schooling it by tying bedsheets together and rappelling down the wall. That second method is what staffers at a jail in eastern Washington saw early Sunday morning. A rope of sheets that nearly reached to the ground at 4:30 in the morning. the rope of bed sheets hanging from the window of a cell for a suspect in a murder for hire plot.
So, that's maybe it worked. Funny.
Here you go. A guy from Wales has broken his own world record for completing 2,220 push-ups in an hour.
Holy cats.
Carlton Williams. He's 51.
He's the man.
He lives in Australia. He beat his 2014 record by more than 340 reps. Said he did it to prove once and for all that Welsh people are physically, socially, and spiritually superior. All right, let me see. So we got...
Because the Welsh are only just slightly crazier than the Irish.
2220. That means that he was doing 37 a minute. 37 a minute. Average.
Wow.
37 what?
Push-ups.
Okay, missed the first.
37 push-ups.
At that speed, you almost have to do in the grass so you can grab the ground and pull yourself into it.
Oh, yeah.
Gravity just doesn't help.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. That's probably right. Nintendo made their first movies in the motion picture industry back in 1993 with that Super Mario Brothers thing. Since then, the video games company steered clear of bringing their products to life as characters on the big screen.
Because it bombed.
They're coming back. They are coming back, apparently. They have a new theme park environment. The company might be interested in coming back to the multiplex as well, so watch for that. And Force Friday is set to take place on September the 4th at midnight. Star Wars fans will be able to buy a number of products related to the galaxy far, far away. Yes. A StarWars.com notes, these will include toys, books, comics, ebooks, and even apps that will tie to The Force Awakens, which I guess is the name of the show, right? Okay. Anyway. And just to show that the lunacy does continue on another level, Anakin is now among the top 100 baby names in U.S. America. According to the Social Security Administration. Just saying. In 2014, Anakin was the 957th most popular name in U.S. America.
Which still means people were naming their kids Anakin.
Yeah, it does. Just any of them. Just any. Luke. Is the 28th most popular
name. Well, Luke,
name.
I mean, you could Luke say
is
that
okay.
That's
Luke,
biblical.
Luke could come from any number of things.
Yeah.
Anakin, not so much.
I mean, we're not talking about like Han or something.
Item. Savings based on two-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurion total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2015.
Getting a new Galaxy iPhone or other smartphone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting your new smartphone is a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of those big cell phone companies, you're paying way too much. I'm Steve Abernethy, and I founded SquareTrade to give you a better choice. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade phone protection is less than $5 a month, with a much lower deductible. We can save you over $240. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. Even if you're locked into a 2-year phone contract with Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carrier, you can cancel their phone insurance anytime. We'll even show you how.
Switch to SquareTrade now and save over $240. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade! News Talk 1620 WTAW. Did we have this story about roving bands of howling hungry dogs in Dallas? Did you hear about that?
No, I missed that one too.
I don't know, it says Dallas. I don't know if it's not maybe a suburb of Dallas. We'll see if we can find that tomorrow. But we did find the story this morning about the baseball cards that were found. There was $1 million worth of baseball cards that were found in an abandoned warehouse. Let's see. The Daily News reported thousands upon thousands of baseball cards. While only estimated to be individually worth about 99 cents to $5.99, the collective haul of hundreds of cases of cards could potentially bring $1 million on the market.
Wow.
Baseball cards. We'll see. Said that there's some cards that are back as late as the early 80s and the early 90s, and the values could be crazy high in some of those, so we'll see. All right, on this date in history, as we told you earlier today, Vesuvius erupted. 79. The year
79.
Yeah, that Pompeii thing, that's where that happened. Mm-hmm. Okay. British troops invaded Washington, D.C. and burned down the White House and several other buildings on this date in 1814.
Took a little trip.
Yep, thank you. Potato chips were first prepared in 1853 in Saratoga, New York. They're called Saratoga chips. And workers started pouring concrete on the Panama Canal on this date in 1909.
And then we gave it back.
Quite an undergoing. That's right. We're back tomorrow at WTAW College Station. Brian.